Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Gene Mauch. Batting second. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting third. The center fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Andy Pafko. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Peanuts Lowry. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Skeffing. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dick Culler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Schmitz. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Johnny Schmitz. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting second. The left fielder, Whitey Lockman. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Sid Gordon. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bill Rigney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Jansen. Pitching for the New York Giants, Larry Jansen. And now, play ball. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Jansen, and towards Kerr, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Skeffing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schmitz fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize takes first base on ball four. Thompson moves to second. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thompson scores. Mize moves to second. It's 1-0, Giants. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall takes first base on ball four. Mize moves to third. Cooper moves to second. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lowry. Gordon reaches second base with a double. Mize scores. Cooper scores. Marshall moves to third. It's 3-0, Giants. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is walked intentionally. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry takes first base on ball 4. Nicholson moves to second. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jansen fields it and throws to first for the out. Nicholson moves to third. Lowry moves to second. One out. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock is 0 for 1 in the game. Mock hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pafko fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thompson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops it up and throws to first, with Jansen covering, for the out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 1 in the game. Pafko takes first base on ball 4. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mize takes first base on ball 4. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pafko fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 0 for 1 in the game. Skeffing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Culler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rigney takes first base on ball 4. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jansen strikes out. There goes Rigney. The throw from Skeffing to second, and Rigney is out. Two outs. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Kerr hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lowry, who is chasing the ball. Kerr reaches third base with a triple. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-2 in the game. Lockman hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz is 0-for-1 in the game. Schmitz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jansen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock is 0-for-2 in the game. Mock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Waitkus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-2 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pafko fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pafko hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nicholson hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Rigney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lowry hits a line drive into right field. Marshall picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Marshall. Lowry moves to second. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 0-for-2 in the game. Skeffing hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. the Giants will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Marshall hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Gordon strikes out. Two outs. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Rigney takes first base on ball 4. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jansen hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rube Walker pinch hits for Dick Culler. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta pinch hits for Johnny Schmitz. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops it up and throws to first, with Jansen covering, for the out. Two outs. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock is 0-for-3 in the game. Mock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Roy Smalley now playing shortstop. Emil Kush now pitching. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Kerr hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-3 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lockman for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coates settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Waitkus hits a pop-up towards third. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-3 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jansen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pafko hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops it up and throws to first, with Jansen covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Mize hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cooper bunts towards the mound. Kush fields it and throws to first for the out. Mize moves to second. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mize moves to third. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cush fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 0-for-3 in the game. Skeffing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gordon. Clarence Mattern pinch hits for Roy Smalley. Clarence Mattern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mattern hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Giants. Hankskins pinch hits for Emil Cush. Hankskins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jansen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock is 0-for-4 in the game. Mock takes first base on ball 4. Sheldon Jones now pitching. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Waitkus strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.